Thanks, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. Santa Anita, just outside Los Angeles, in the city of Arcadia, has for decades been one of this country's best-known horse race tracks.
Fields sent on their way in the Breeders' Cup Classic to the roar of the Santa Anita crowd.
But now the track, jockeys, trainers, management, and fans are dealing with a shocking, sad mystery. The death of 21 racehorses while racing or training at Santa Anita since December 26th. No one knows why this is happening, but the heavy rains we've been experiencing since then are seen as a possible factor, creating perhaps detrimental conditions on both the turf and the dirt tracks there. There's been extensive soil testing, no conclusions. This morning, Santa Anita announced it is suspending racing indefinitely. The announcement comes after yesterday's death of four-year-old filly Let's Light the Way, a bone shattered during a race. That horse's owner is Debbie McAnally.
It is a tragic loss, and we're not too sure why it happened.
And Milsey, she is married to famed horse trainer Ron McAnally, who agrees with others who say weather may be a factor.
What's the management of the track saying?
Well, Milsey, the company that owns and operates Santa Anita has a statement out this morning. It says, while we are confident further testing will confirm the soundness of the track, the decision to close is the right thing to do at this time. Among the races canceled this weekend, San Felipe for three-year-old Kentucky Derby hopefuls. Jockey Aaron Greyer is just as alarmed and puzzled as everybody else.
It's tragic. We're all very saddened by it, and it's, I don't have the answer for what has happened, but I know they've done extremely good job on the racetrack. The racetrack, I ride every day, and I haven't felt at any point that the track was unsafe.
Animal rights activists had been calling for the track to be shut down. Racing fans are affected, too, reacting yesterday to the news that the 21st horse had to be put down.
When I found out the 21st one died today, I was really sad. I don't know what's going on.
I'm hoping they do something to help these horses. I don't know why it's happening, but it's sad.
For now, we will not be hearing the familiar call to post at Santa Anita. For Milsey and Basil, the great race place, as it is known locally, is anything but that this morning, with the famed track shut down indefinitely.
And I'm very sad. Let's hope they can find out what's going on there. Thank you very much, Bob, for your report this morning.
I hope it's not trainers doing anything.
No. It's got to do with the surface. It must be shifting to the extent that it's causing too many injuries, and therefore they've closed the track down. Animal welfare first.
Yeah, I hope everything is okay.